Paris, London, Vienna, Berlin. These are just some of the European cities that were known for great music making during the 18th century. But at the midpoint of the 1700s, one of the greatest centers for orchestral excellence and innovation was the court of Mannheim along the Rhine River in Germany. The Mannheim court had one of the largest orchestras in Europe on site, made up of some of the finest musicians. Its court orchestra was so good that it was known as an army of generals. The Mannheim Orchestra's talent and skill, as well as the music that Mannheim-based composers wrote for it, had a powerful and lasting influence on symphonic form and style for the rest of the 18th century and well into the 19th. Hello, I'm Rick Phillips, and welcome to a Naxos podcast. The 13 Strings Chamber Orchestra, based in Ottawa, Canada, and conducted by Kevin Mallon, has recently released the six symphonies of Opus 2 by Franz Ignaz Beck. The Naxos catalog number is 8.573323. The so-called Mannheim School was led by Johann Stamitz, but also included Franz Richter, Christian Kannebich, Ignaz Holzbauer, Stamitz's two sons Karl and Anton, as well as Franz Ignaz Beck. Beck was almost an exact contemporary of Joseph Haydn. If you believe everything you read, Beck led an interesting, colorful, curious, and varied life. Born in Mannheim in 1734, after early studies with his father, his education was supervised by Johann Stamitz. At some point, the story goes that Beck got involved in some kind of a jealous duel at the court, killing his rival. He fled Mannheim, but if this story can be believed, it seems it was all a hoax. The rival was not killed, but feigned death, and apparently showed up years later on Beck's doorstep. In any case, for whatever reasons, Beck left Mannheim for Italy, where he studied with Baldassare Galuppi, a prominent composer and teacher in Venice. After a few years of performing and composing, Beck then fled Venice for Naples. It seems he had become romantically involved with the daughter of his employer, and the two lovers eloped. After a few more years, about 1760, Beck appeared in Marseille, France, as the director of a theater orchestra. His fame continued to spread, and all 24 of his symphonies were published. Then, a few years later, he moved to Bordeaux for jobs as the music director of a theater company, as well as an organist and teacher. His improvisational skills at the organ keyboard were highly regarded far and wide. Sadly, none of his organ works survived, nor works for the theater, like operas and ballets. In 1783, Beck traveled to Paris, where his sacred choral work, Stabat Mater, was successfully received at the court of Versailles. Of course, this was the time of the French Revolution, and maybe naturally, Beck did run into some trouble with the new governing authorities. But, now used to wriggling out of difficult predicaments, it seems he won favor eventually with French patriotic music. And in 1806, he dedicated his Stabat Mater to Napoleon Bonaparte. Franz Ignaz Beck died in Bordeaux on New Year's Eve, 1809, at the age of 75. His music was quickly forgotten, until musicologists came upon it in the early 20th century. Beck's 24 symphonies have long been regarded as some of his finest work, and some of the most interesting symphonies from the mid-18th century. This latest Naxos release features the six symphonies of Opus 2, but the others are available. Check out naxosmusiclibrary.com for more information. In this Naxos podcast, I'll be looking into the new Naxos release of the six symphonies of Opus 2 by Beck, with the 13 Strings Chamber Orchestra conducted by Kevin Mallon. Except for the first and the fifth of the set of six, the Opus 2 symphonies by Beck are scored just for strings. Violins, violas, cellos, and double basses. The outer movements of symphonies numbers 1 and number 5 also include a pair of horns. One of Beck's more interesting traits is his skillful, expressive use of texture as a compositional technique. At times, he'll use the full ensemble for expressive power and richness. At other times, he'll shrink the texture to just a pair of instruments to vary the color and to highlight clarity of the lines. Here's an example from the last movement of the Symphony in D, Opus 2, Number 6. We open the movement with the strings, but before too long, we shrink the texture down to a dialogue between a pair of violins first, answered just a few seconds later by the violas and cellos. Beck then alternates these textures and the dialogues throughout the movement. Interestingly, he ends with the thinner of the textures, the pair of violins followed by violas and cellos to close. Another popular trait of the Beck Opus 2 symphonies is his frequent use of what's known as sequence. This is another compositional tool through the ages that increases interest in the music. Here, the composer repeats a short phrase or figure of music either higher or lower in pitch. An example appears in the slow second movement of the Symphony in D, Opus 2, Number 1 by Beck. It's a descending sequence of four. Here's the first one. Then the same thing down a little lower, and down a bit lower again, and once more before we move away from it. Another popular musical trait with Beck was the use of quick, repeated notes as accompaniment to the main musical ideas. Notice that here in the first section of the first movement of the Symphony in G, Opus 2, Number 5, the repeated notes accompany the main ideas. It gives the music a nice forward fluid motion, creating a bit of excitement employed often by Beck. That Fifth Symphony from Opus 2 is only one of two symphonies in the Opus 2 set that includes a pair of horns in the first and last movements. Beck was well aware of his predecessors and music of the Baroque era. That earlier period featured counterpoint, or the relationship between the lines of music, and one of the favorite styles was canon, or a simple form of imitative counterpoint. Here, from the last movement of Opus 2, Number 2, notice how the music is highly imitative. What one line states is quickly imitated right after by another. That's followed by more sequences, this time descending. But one of Beck's strongest traits was his highly organized use of structure and form, the architecture. Sonata form was a popular form at the time. A composer stated his or her musical ideas up front, usually one or two. Then one or the other or both ideas were developed briefly, and they were restated to close the movement. Here's a good example from Beck's Opus 2. This is the finale from the Symphony No. 5 in G, again with horns. We begin with this idea. That is repeated right away. Then we move on to a new idea, an oscillation between two notes in the lower register with short, slower two-note answers from the higher violins. Then, typical of the day, that whole first section is repeated to solidify it in our ears before we move on. After the repetition, we move on to develop some of these ideas. First, we have the same rhythm as the idea off the top, now accompanied by Beck's trait of repeated notes. Then into series of sequences, first rising, then falling, then a short reprise of the first part of this development section. That acts as a bridge to the return of the first section in its entirety. The opening idea first, followed by the two-note second idea of calls and answers that takes us to the end of the movement. Almost a textbook example of sonata or first movement form. Statement of ideas, development of those ideas, and then a restatement or return to the original ideas to close. The symphonies by Franz Ignaz Beck are short, sweet, and simple. You can easily hear why those from a little later by the likes of Haydn or Mozart took precedence. But in listening to these Beck symphonies, we can hear the traits that Haydn, Mozart, and even Beethoven picked up on and incorporated into their own symphonies. Beck's skill, grasp of architecture, expression, emotion, and the capabilities and possibilities of the 18th century orchestra were models for those that followed. Kevin Mallon conducts the 13 Strings Chamber Orchestra in the 6 symphonies of Opus 2 by Franz Ignaz Beck, B-E-C-K. That's a new release from the Naxos label with catalog number 8.573323. For more info, check out Naxos.com or NaxosMusicLibrary.com. I'm Rick Phillips.